know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Try casting your mind back to when you were a child, and you were perhaps gathered at a party or some other event, and there's a cake in the room. When the cake's being cut, did your eyes suddenly swivel towards it? And you were looking at that cake intently, making sure that no other person at the table got a piece that was bigger than yours. We've all got a lot of things to share. We've got our time, we've got our talents, we've got our lives. Those two disciples who started off with John went and followed Jesus. They weren't upset with John. We're not told that they disagreed with him. Instead, when John saw Jesus, he knew. Perhaps as those two went and followed Jesus, he had a big grin on his face. Mission accomplished. Jesus is the greatest gift to all, so why would you not want to share that gift? If we've got Jesus in our lives, then surely we want to be shouting that from the rooftops. So why aren't we shouting from the rooftops? Is it because we're scared? Is it because we don't like it when somebody challenges us about our faith? How can we believe in something that we can't see? Are we afraid we're not going to have the right words to talk about our faith? Or do we sometimes think that we're not clever enough? When I was a curate in Hull, and my first Lent there on Ash Wednesday, the Bishop of Hull invited some clergy to come with him to a big shopping centre in Hull, and on Ash Wednesday to go up to people and talk about our faith. And for me, doing that for the first time, it was actually pretty scary. Here I am in a clerical collar, so you think people are going to take me with authority, and they don't. You come up to someone and you say, actually, can I share a word with you? And there are so many people who don't want to know. And it is a scary place to be at. It's hard to share your testimony with others, but it's a skill that we can develop. Sunday school is often where we learn Bible stories and we hear about our faith. It's a wonderful ministry, and we're very good at it, but it's not enough. We can't sustain the church just by evangelizing our children, but because the culture is so often against us. There are many things that pull people away from church, and they desperately need us to share our testimony to release them from the darkness of unbelief. When those two disciples turned and followed Jesus, Jesus saw them, and he saw them following, and he says, "What do you want?" And they say to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come and see," he says. So they go and see where he's staying, and they spend that day with him. So what was it like for those first two disciples when they spent that whole day sitting with Jesus? That must have been completely mind-blowing. Jesus, full of Holy Spirit, and these two there in front of him, just soaking it all up. If it were me, I would probably be in tears receiving this attention and this love. And it's obvious that Jesus was commissioning these two for something. They didn't go on to argue about who'd got the most from their time with Jesus. Andrew goes straight to the person who's going to understand the most, his brother Simon Peter. Perhaps he's in a state of excitement. Perhaps Andrew starts pointing behind him. "Simon, Simon, we've found him. It's him, that bloke over there, that one I've just spent all day with. That's the Messiah. That's the one we're waiting for. He's here." And maybe Simon Peter looks at him for a moment thinking, "Hang on, if we've spent all this time fishing, maybe Andrew hasn't had enough sleep. Maybe my brother's gone crazy." But after all, this was his brother. So something grabs his interest and he goes along with him to meet this stranger. He knows nothing about him. But maybe, just maybe, Andrew could be right. And Jesus needs nothing more than to say Simon Peter's name. And in that moment, there's realization. Hang on, this guy knows who I am. He knows who my father is. He knows who my family is. And what does he see in Jesus' eyes? He sees love, and he sees so much more. And by giving him another name, Jesus gives Simon Peter a new identity. This is how you're going to live your life now. Simon, you are now Peter. You're the beginning. You're the rock. And now you're a man on a mission. As we attend church and as we read about God in the Bible, I hope we have the opportunity to talk about our faith with other people. By doing this regularly, you develop the skill of sharing your testimony with others. In Lent this year, I'm going to begin regular Bible studies here, and I invite you to come along and join me at them, so that we can hear about faith and share that faith with others. John shared his testimony, and his testimony was very powerful. Come back here in 2 weeks' time, and I'll share my testimony with you. Not always a happy, pleasant story, but it's something I feel that I'm called to share. So come and hear mine, and then maybe you can start to share yours. After we recognize God at work in the world around us, we invite people to come into that relationship with Jesus. And that's the hard part. We find it very difficult to invite people to come to church or to study the Bible with us or even to pray with us. We're not very good at that. John the Baptist wasn't very good at that either. All he could do was share his testimony. And the invitation to follow Jesus had to come from Jesus himself. And all we need to do is to recognize God in the world around us and so share our testimony with others. Jesus will invite them into a relationship. So Andrew, the disciple, had spent time studying scripture in a group with his Bible teacher, Jesus. And he recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah who's promised. He shares this testimony with his brother, and so he brings him to Jesus, and the relationship begins. So what do we need to do to fulfill our mission to bring people from the darkness of unbelief into the bright light of faith? It's to study God's word in the Bible. It's to recognize God in the world around us. It's to share our testimony with others and introduce them to Jesus and let Jesus begin that relationship with them, bringing them from the darkness to light. So what was it like for you when Jesus called you? Did he speak your name? What did it feel like? I want us all to pause for 20 seconds. Just be still. Just focus on your breathing for a moment. As you breathe in, just speak your name to yourself in your mind. As you breathe out, relax. Breathe in, speak your name. Breathe out, relax. Try spending a couple of minutes every day this week in quiet, doing just that. Pause for a couple of minutes. Be silent, be still, be comfortable. Enjoy the silence. Focus on your breathing. Just be still and enjoy being with God. God calls each of us by name. God calls us to spend time with him. And that's the most important thing to do. We need to keep it up. It's our precious time. We need to use that time to listen to God, because I know that God is speaking to all of us. And when God calls, let's respond. Let's not hold back. Let's share that faith. There was once a dog in Italy called Tommy. Tommy was a stray German shepherd, but he found a good home. And he formed a strong relationship with the woman who cared for him. She went to church every day to pray, and she took Tommy with her. And then the woman died, and Tommy went to the church to find her. He arrived during her funeral. He walked down the center aisle to lie down at the front for the service. And since then, every time the church bell rings, Tommy, the German shepherd, comes to church. The church feeds and cares for him while they pray for him to find a new home. Perhaps Jesus adopted him. Jesus has adopted each one of us too. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to see you at work in our world. Give us the skill of sharing our testimony with others and invite our friends and families into that relationship with your Son, in whose name we pray.